This Shabbos, there isn't much time for a shir after davening because many people are rushing home to eat challah. But we still like to just give a short shir, Mirat Hashem, since we're going to be giving a shir also for the first day of Pesach, Be'ezus Hashem. And this will be this time a halachic shir. We'll discuss what is the correct haftarah for this week. Now, this week is Shabbos HaGadol, but last Shabbos, the Rav gave a drasha, and there was many aspects of Shabbos HaGadol taking place last week. So, there is really a gigantic machlokes when the Haftarah of Shabbos HaGadol is read. The Haftarah of Shabbos HaGadol is the end of Sefer Malachi, which is the end of all Nevi'im, and begins with the words of Arba L'Hashem Minchas Yudah V'Yerushalayim. The meaning in Eretz Yisrael in almost all places seems to be to read this Haftarah no matter what. I'll explain in a second what I mean. But we'll get a Mirat Hashem see that there are six different minhagim concerning the Haftarah. This week is Parshas Tzav, and the Haftarah would have been the Haftarah Parshas Tzav, which speaks about Korbanos. And the Shabbos Yom Pesach, we read a special Haftarah of Arul Hashem. This meaning, to read this Haftarah, comes from the time of the Ga'anim. It's not mentioned in the Gemara. It doesn't seem to be a Braisa. Seems to be the Ga'anim mention it. Yishayinim mention it. And there are, again, six minhagim, how the Arv is read. The simplest meaning is a meaning that we do nowadays, which the Berhetiv and others do not refer to as the common meaning in Europe. But this is the meaning in Eretz Yisrael. And that is to always read the Haftarah of Arva. No matter what, the Shabbos Yom Pesach, it's always read. What is the reason for this Haftarah being read, according to this minig? So again, we'll go through different minhagim, and we're going to give a reason or two for each one. The shita of the minig to read this every single year, the Levush explains in Siman Taflam, the Shabbos HaGadol. The verse says, just like Moshe Rabbeinu announced the Geula, so too this Haftarah speaks about Eliyahu HaNavi announcing the final Geula. So it's similar to the Shabbos before Pesach, announcement, Mashiach's coming, going out of Mitzrayim, and it's therefore very appropriate. Rabbi Yaakov Edman says in the Siddur that it is absolutely supposed to be read every single year. That was the meaning of his father, Chacham Tzvi, I think. And this is because the Haftarah speaks about Haviyu is called Meisr, Beis Hashem, bring the Maestris to Beis HaMikdash. And there's a very big encouragement to bring Maestris because on Pesach, the Gemara says we are judged on Tevuah. And if you want to have your Tevuah, and you want to have success in Parnassa, it's going to be dependent on Trumas and Maestris and giving your Tzedakah, everything you're supposed to be giving, and not keeping it all for yourself. Just because you worked doesn't mean it's yours. So, and it says it's very important this week, Shabbos before Pesach, when we're judged on Tevuah, to speak about the Meiser needing to go to the Beis HaMikdash. The Maharal in Gvoras Hashem, Perek Lama Tes, actually says that the reason why Shabbos HaGadol is called Shabbos HaGadol, and there's hundreds of reasons, the reason why it's called Shabbos HaGadol, the Maharal says, the real reason, like he's very strong about it even, is because the Haftarah finishes off Hashem is sending Eliyahu Lefnei Bai Yom HaGadol V'Hanayra. So he says, Yom HaGadol V'Hanayra is referring to Olam Haba, and Pesach is the Geula, and therefore it's appropriate to call the Shabbos before Shabbos HaGadol based on the Haftarah, just like the Shabbos before Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shuvah. So, according to Maharal, Adarabbah, it's always going to be the Haftarah of Shabbos before Pesach, and for Keret, the reason why it's called Shabbos HaGadol is only because of Haftarah. So this is the first shita that no matter what, the prevalent artificial minig, to always read this Haftarah. There is the opposite minig, the Yosef Oimitz, which was, seems real, solid German minig Ashkenaz, who says to never ever read the Haftarah of Arva. You just have to read whatever the Haftarah is connected to the parasha of the weeks, either it's Tzav, or in an Ibriyar will be Mitzayra, or something like that, usually Tazriya Mitzayra. And no matter what, you never ever read the Haftarah of Arva. But there are a bunch of very interesting minhagim. Reb Isaac Turner, which is one of the big, big sources for Minhagi Ashkenaz, he brings that there is a minhag, and this is the psak of the Berahetiv and many, many European paiskim. This is what was done, is that it is read only this year, only when Erev Pesach is Shabbos, that's when the Haftarah of Arva is read. So on a normal year, when it's Erev Pesach is not Shabbos, which last time it happened was years ago, so you would just read the parasha of the week. Only when it falls on this year, when you read the Haftarah of Arva. So this would be the correct Haftarah this year, only this year. What's the reason for this meaning? So the Levush explains this tzad, and he says, let's go back. There's a pasuk in the Haftarah that says, if you use Kol Meiser, Beis Hashem, bring all your Meiser to the Eitzer Beis Hashem. He says, what Meiser are we talking about? Says Levush, we are speaking about all the Tribus and Meisers which you need to get rid of. The Navi is instructing you, get rid of those Tribus and Meisers, stop hoarding them in your house, and bring them. Give them to where they're supposed to go. This is really the mitzvah, says the Levush, this is the mitzvah of Biur Meisers. Mitzvah to make sure that this is a mitzvah at the end of, after 3 years, in the fourth year, and in the seventh year, to get rid of all the Meisers in your house. And Erev Pesach, there was actually a proclamation called Vidui Maisus, a mitzvah deraisa on Erev Pesach, to say, Biarti HaKadosh Min HaBayis. It's on Erev Pesach when you have to say that. So it says Levush, therefore this minig holds that this Haftarah, which speaks about making sure you allocated and gave out, not just allocated, you actually handed out your Trubus and Maisus, so it's appropriate Dafka on Erev Pesach when there is this mitzvah of Vidui Maisus. We'll Mirtz Hashem see soon that the Vilna Gaon argues, and seems he argues because of this itself. The Chachma Shleima on the Shulchan Aruch from Shleima Kluger, he says a beautiful explanation for this meaning why Dafka and Erev Pesach. He says the year the Mishkan was built, Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos. How does he know this? He says two proofs. First of all, the Gemara tells us that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which was Shmini Lemiluim, 10 special things happened. There were 10 crowns to that day. And one of them was that it was a Sunday. Gemara says in Gittin. Rosh Chodesh Nisan then was Sunday. So if so, if Rosh Chodesh Nisan was Sunday, like it was this year, by us, in Tavshin Pei Aleph, so Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. And secondly, Medrash Rabbah says, in a scene we brought to Kerbanis, the Nasi Shevet Ephraim fell on Shabbos. He began, by Yom HaShvi, Nasi Levnei Ephraim. And the Medrash Rabbah goes through how it was actually on Shabbos Kodesh, Yom HaShvi. And if so, again, Erev Pesach was Shabbos. So he says, well, we say, V'arva l'Hashem, Minchas Yudav Yushalem Hashem, it should be precious, K'me Oilu Moshon K'me Niyais, just like the year of the first Mishkan, when the Mishkan was precious to you, come back and give us again, Beis HaMikdash Bayis Shlishi. So it's appropriate, says the Chachma Shleim, Dafka, on this year, when it's falling out the same way, to daven, V'arva l'Hashem, just like the Mishkan then, the Hashem was Mashal the Shechina, so too Hashem give us the Bayis Shlishi. The Arzarua and other Rishonim who discuss this minig, they say another reason why is since it's Erev Pesach, it's inappropriate to read the regular Parsha Sav Haftarah. Because the Parsha Sav Haftarah complains, the Kodesh Baruch is complaining about why we are bringing Kurbanis, if we don't really have the right Kavanis, the right intentions. So Arzarua says that it was felt that the people that are being Oyle Regal, are bringing the Korban Pesach, if they're going to hear the Haftarah, which is interesting, because Haftarah L'Chayra didn't come in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, maybe it wasn't time of Antiochus, according to some people. It was established then, so it was maybe at the end of Bayis Sheni. People are coming to Oyle Regal, and they're going to hear the Navi complaining about Korbanis, is going to dishearten them. And therefore, they found a different Haftarah V'Arva, when it would be Erev Pesach, when they were bringing the Korbanis. I'll just mention the Chachma Shleima, we said before, has this cheshbon for that year, Erev Pesach was Shabbos. He says, if so, it comes out that there's no question that in the Midbar, when it says a Pharisee in the Torah, Vayasu bnei Yisrael sa Pesach v'mayadoi, they made the second Pesach ever. The Torah describes how it was done in Parshas Baleischa. He says that actually happened on Shabbos. He says, if so, he says he has a kasha for many years, and he found the Aruch Hadash has the kasha. Why is the Gemara in Pesachim, Hillel, and Ben Beseira? B'nei B'seira having a whole discussion about if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, if you actually bring the car on Pesach, if it's Derech HaShabbos, in the Chumash, to make a Chashmen, it was then. So that he says it must be when the Gemara says, Shakhu v'lo yadu, that year they forgot and they didn't know if Pesach should be Derech HaShabbos. So the Chachma Shleimah says, what is the double Lashem? Shakhu v'lo yadu. Shakhu, they forgot about what happened in Chumash. They forgot the Chashmen, that the one in Chumash was in Shabbos. V'lo yadu, therefore they didn't know the Din. So we had four reasons for this minhag, why only this year you read the Arva. Let's go through them again quickly to summarize. Chachma Shleimah said because it was the same as the year of the Mishkan was built. Levush said because of Vidui Maestris. The Arz are three reasons, and the Arzarua said because we don't want to read negative psukim and Haftira to the people that are being Arlevegel. Okay. There is the sheet of the Vilna Gaon, and the Maaser Rav says, Besaif Yamav, I don't know what the Gaon held until then, Besaif Yamav, the Gaon came up with the sheet of the opposite of this prevalent European minig. He said, you read V'arva every Shabbos Agadol, except for this year. The Grushul and Ramapi Chemish will not be following the minig Agra, which happens a lot. And they do read V'arva the Shabbos, like the minig Eretz Yisrael, but the minig Agra was this year not to read V'arva. So it doesn't say exactly why, but Mefarshim on the new Maaser Rav, they conjecture that the reason why the Gaon argued on the prevalent European minig, it went against the prevalent European minig, was dafka for the reasons we said before. We said maybe there's a reason to do it every single year, always no matter what, because Eliyahu Hanavi is Mevaser the Geula. Well, Eliyahu Hanavi cannot come when it's Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif together. Shabbos comes on Pesach. They have this cheshbon. As far as the Levush's reason for Vidui Maestris, Vidui Maestris on Erev Pesach, so the Pu'ula Sachir, so Pirish on the Maaser Rav, he says, Farkert, he says it's too late. On Erev Pesach, you do Vidui Maaser. Well, if it's Shabbos, you can't make a kinyan, so you must have done your Bir Maaser before. So it's too late now to go tell everybody, remind everybody, go bring the Maaser. So in a normal year, where it's going to be early, you're safe, you go along and do it. But if it's this year, it's already Shabbos, well, everybody definitely did it before, we're sure they did it before, there's no point in reading this Haftarah, telling them to go along and do the Bir Maaser because they already did it before Shabbos. Actually, this is very, very interesting. The Aderes, this is printed in the new Maaser Bav in the back, Aderes, Yodav Rabinimus Tu'umim, he says, he has a couple Ha'aris on this Gaon. He says, first of all, he is very shver to him, the Gaon Lishitasai in Maseches Maaser holds that Bir Maaser and Vidui Maaser is not Erev Pesach, which is what Rashi says in Chumash, but it's Erev Yom Tov Achren Shel Pesach. So if so, it should always be okay, because it's early enough. It's Erev Pesach. So what? Read V'arva. People have until the end of Pesach. They have until the end of Pesach to go along and take care of Yer Maestris. So this is one of his kashas, and he says, if anything, he says he would establish the following minute. I don't know if he means to do a Maestris, just like in the theoretical way. And this is takes us to the next minute. So only in Eretz Yisrael, in the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, when there's Bir Maestris, then to go along and read Va'arva. But not on all the other years. And Chutz Lars, he said you should always do it to remind yourselves about Eretz Yisrael. So here we have another Shita. Only on the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, no matter what, you go along and read the Haftar of Arva. There is a Shita that the Arzarua mentions, and the Mordechai at the end of Masechet Megillah mentions, that on Parshat Sav, like this year, you do V'arva, but when it's an Ibriyar and it falls at Mitzayra, then not to do V'arva at Mitzayra will win, because the Nisim of the Haftarah Mitzayra are also somehow connected to Pesach. So we'll just summarize all the sheets as we said. There's a sheet that says no matter what, you read V'arva. There's a sheet of the Yosef Aimee that says you never read V'arva. There's the sheet that says only this year when it's Erev Pesach. There's the sheet of the Gaon that says only when it's not Erev Pesach. There's the sheet only when it's Parshat Sav like this year, but not when it's going to be Mitzayru, when it's an Ibriyar. And then there's the idea of the Arzarua to mention it only when it's the fourth and seventh year in Eretz Yisrael. Al Kopanim, your Yaitzi, either way, as long as you had something red, Haftarah is connected to something. I should be Zaycha to eat. This year, what do we say? Min HaPsachim, Min HaZvachim. Then we'll ask Mashiach, you know, what he holds. What's the right Haftarah? Shabbos, Kiyontif.